Bloomington Normal loves to eat out, and there are lots of options, and those options change from time to time. They can be hard to keep track. A Bloomington Normal marketing firm wants to make that easier. Business marketer Amanda Jones has created Eat Local Bloomington Normal. Its website features a comprehensive, searchable directory of restaurant and food-related businesses. Still can't decide where to eat? The site lets you spin a virtual wheel of restaurants, and it will select for you. Restaurants can post basic listings for free. More detailed information comes at a cost. Amanda Jones tells WGLT student reporter Eric Dito she hatched the idea early on in the pandemic.
So actually, it was about almost 3 years ago exactly when COVID hit. I had worked and I put together a spreadsheet. It was very, very simple, just a Google sheet that had information on all of the restaurants. So everybody was closed and then started to reopen. And it was really hard for people to find who was open, what their hours were. And I thought it'd be really nice if there was, you know, one place that they could go and find all these resources. So I put this sheet together, and the couple weeks that everything was closed down and reopening, it was a huge resource in the area. So I could see the analytics on the background, and a ton of people were utilizing it. And so that was sort of like, I guess what I'll term the brainchild of it. After everything came sort of, you know, back to normal and reopened, it took a lot of work to put it together and keep up with what everybody was doing. So it sort of, you know, stopped and went away. But over the past few years, you know, continued to realize that there's not just one place that people can go to find everything about restaurants and food in Bloomington Normal.
Do you have a history in the restaurant industry, or what's your expertise?
So it's kind of interesting. So I have sort of two, I guess, expertise, if you want to call them that. I actually own a marketing business. It's called Omnia. And so I handle marketing for local small businesses in Bloomington Normal. And I've worked in the industry, marketing and advertising, for, you know, over a decade in Bloomington Normal. So I've got sort of the marketing side. And then my very first job in high school was at a local restaurant, a local pizza place in my hometown. And then I worked serving, bartending, managing in restaurants in Bloomington Normal for a number of years before I got into advertising and marketing. So I have sort of these two sides, and this program sort of merges those two things together. It gives the marketing side for the restaurants, and then that restaurant expertise, I suppose.
So how do you keep up with all the changes? I know restaurants change really quickly in the area.
They do. So it's, again, because of the fact that there's nothing out there that was one resource. I've been working on this. Again, the thought has been there for a number of years, but actively for a few months now, just researching, gathering information. As soon as you have something, there's always something new or something changing. And so obviously buy-in from the restaurants and the community is a huge part of making this work and making it thrive. And, you know, even on the website, it says we intend to have the most accurate information, but there may be something wrong. And so open to obviously input and feedback. And if somebody's saying, hey, this is missing, it's like, we will fix this and we will get this on here. Things are changing all the time. So really just doing a lot of research, trying to be out there and be a resource for what people are looking for, pay attention to what kind of questions people are asking, and just provide that information.
Do you have a favorite restaurant in the area, or is that like, can you not answer that?
Oh my goodness. Well, I will tell you this. In doing the research, it's amazing how many places we have that, you know, maybe I'd heard the name, but doing the research and looking through all these photos and these menus and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I have a whole list of places I really, really need to try. But I don't know that I would have an absolute favorite, because it depends on what we're looking for. Am I doing a date night? Are we taking the kids? Do I want breakfast? I know it sounds like I'm avoiding it, but I really just can't answer. There really are a lot of great places.
That was business marketer Amanda Jones with WGLT student reporter Eric Dito. The website eatlocalbn.com also includes restaurant promotions and job listings.